only true faith. Why don't you fit? Ruin whispered in her head. Why else would he want them to worship you? Yeoman asked. They're wrong, Vin snapped, raising her hands to her head, trying to stop the thoughts, trying to stop the guilt. Yeoman paused. They're wrong about me, Vin said. They don't worship me. They worship what they think I should be. But I'm not the heir of the survivor. I didn't do what Kelsier did. He freed them.
You conquered them, Ruin whispered.
Yes, Vin said, looking up. You're looking in the wrong direction, Yeoman. The Lord Ruler won't return.
I told you that.
No, Vin said, standing. No, he's not coming back. He doesn't need to. I took his place.
Elend had worried that he was becoming another Lord Ruler, but his concern had always seemed flawed to Vin. He hadn't been the one to conquer and reforge an empire. She had. She'd been the one who made the other kings submit. She'd done exactly as the Lord Ruler had. A hero had risen up, and the Lord Ruler had killed him, then taken the power of the Well of Ascension. Vin had killed the Lord Ruler, then taken that same power. She'd given up the power, true, but she'd filled the same role. It all came to a head. The reason why the Ska, worshipping her, calling her their savior, felt so wrong. Suddenly her real role in it all seemed to snap into place.
I'm not the survivor's heir, Yeoman, she said sickly. I'm the Lord Ruler's.
He shook his head dismissively.
When you first captured me, she said, I wondered why you kept me alive. An enemy mistborn? Why not just kill me and be done with it? You claimed that you wanted to give me a trial, but I saw through that. I knew you had another motive, and now I know what it is.
She looked him in the eyes.
You said earlier that you planned to execute me for the Lord Ruler's murder, but you just admitted that you think he's still alive. You say that he'll return to topple me from my place, so you can't kill me, lest you interfere with your god's plans.
Yeoman turned away from her.
You can't kill me, she said. Not until you're certain of my place in your theology. That's why you kept me alive, and that's why you risk bringing me in here to talk. You need information only I can give. You have to get testimony from me in a trial of sorts because you want to know what happened that night, so you can try to convince yourself that your god still lives.
Yeoman didn't respond.
Admit it. I'm in no danger here.
She stepped forward, and Yeoman moved. His steps suddenly became more fluid. He didn't have the grace of pewter or the knowledge of a warrior, but he moved just right. She dodged instinctively, but his atium let her anticipate him, and before she could do so much as think, he'd thrown her to the floor, holding her pinned with a knee against her back.
I may not kill you yet, he said calmly, but that hardly means that you're in no danger, Lady Venture.
Vin grunted.
I want something from you, he said. Something more than what we've discussed. I want you to tell your husband to send his army away.
Why would I do that?
Vin said, face pressed against the cold stone of the floor.
Because, Yeoman said, you claim to want my storage cash, yet you claim to be good people. You now know that I will use the food in it wisely to feed my people. If your Elend really is as altruistic as you claim, he certainly won't be so selfish as to throw away lives to war just so you can steal away our food and use it to feed your own.
We can grow crops, Vin said. We get enough light in the central dominance while you don't. The seed stock you have will be useless to you.
Then trade me for it.
You won't talk to us.
Yeoman stepped back, releasing the pressure on her back. She rubbed her neck, sitting up, feeling frustrated.
It's about more than the food in that cache, Yeoman, she said. We control the other four of them.
The Lord Ruler. He left clues in them. There is something to the whole group that can save us.
Yeoman snorted.
You were down there all that time, and you didn't read the plaque that the Lord Ruler left?
Of course I did.
Then you know that there is nothing more in those caches, Yeoman said. They're all part of his plan, true. And for some reason, that plan requires that men think he is dead. Regardless, you know now what he said. So why take the city from me?
Why take the city from me? The real reason itched inside of Vin. Elland had always found it an unimportant one, but to her, it held powerful appeal.
You know full well why we have to take the city, Vin said. As long as you have it, we have reason to conquer you.
It?
Yeoman asked. Ruin stepped forward, curious.
You know what I mean. The Atium, the Lord Ruler's supply.
That? Yeoman asked, laughing. This is all about the Atium? Atium is worthless.
Vin frowned.
Worthless? It's the single most valuable commodity in the Final Empire.
Oh? Yeoman asked. And how many people are there around to burn it? How many noble houses remain to play petty politics and vie for power by showing how much Atium they can leech from the Lord Ruler? The value of Atium was based in the economy of an empire, Lady Venture. Without the trappings of a reserve system and an upper class giving the metal implied worth, Atium has no real value.
Yeoman shook his head.
To a starving man, what is more important, a loaf of bread or an entire jar of Atium he can't use, eat, or sell?
He waved for the guards to take her. They pulled her to her feet, and she struggled, holding Yeoman's eyes. Yeoman turned away from her again.
Those lumps of metal do me no good, save perhaps to keep you in check. No, the food was the real resource. The Lord Ruler left me the riches I required to establish his power again. I just need to figure out what he wants me to do next.
The soldiers finally succeeded in pulling her away.
I don't wonder that we focused far too much on the mists during those days. But from what I now know of sunlight and plant development, I realize that our crops weren't in as much danger from misty days as we feared. We might very well have been able to find plants to eat that did not need as much light